New Delhi. At least 9 people were killed and 20 others injured when a car exploded near the historic Red Fort in Delhi on Monday evening, triggering panic in the heart of India's capital. Police said the blast, which took place around 7 p.m., caused several nearby vehicles to catch fire in the crowded old city area. The explosion occurred when the car stopped at a red light near the Red Fort metro station. A slow-moving vehicle stopped at a red light. An explosion happened in that vehicle, and due to the explosion, nearby vehicles were also damaged, Delhi Police Commissioner Satish Golcha told reporters. Charred vehicles and mangled bodies lay scattered on the road as rescue teams rushed to the site. Authorities said at least 6 cars and 3 auto rickshaws were gutted in the blaze. Dozens of ambulances and fire engines arrived at the scene, and the area was quickly sealed off. Witnesses described hearing a deafening blast that sent people running for cover. FIR under UAPA, Explosives Act. On Tuesday, Delhi police registered an FIR under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, UAPA, and the Explosives Act in connection with the explosion. The case has been filed at the Kotwali police station under Sections 16 and 18 of the UAPA, which deal with punishment and conspiracy for terrorist acts, as well as relevant provisions of the Bharatiya Naya Sanhita, BNS. Officials said multiple raids were underway at several locations across Delhi and adjoining areas as part of the investigation. Senior officers confirmed that specialized counter-terror units were assisting in gathering forensic evidence and tracking leads related to the vehicle and its previous ownership. CISF, security agencies on high alert. The Central Industrial Security Force, CISF, announced that all installations secured by the force in the National Capital Region, NCR, including the Delhi Metro, Red Fort, government buildings, and IGI Airport have been placed on high alert. The situation is being constantly monitored and personnel are on standby, the CISF said in a post on X. Following the blast, security was also tightened at major train stations, airports, and bus terminals across India. Mumbai and Uttar Pradesh, which borders Delhi, were among the first regions to enhance surveillance and deploy additional forces. Nationwide reaction and investigation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed condolences to the victims' families and wished a speedy recovery to those injured. He said authorities were extending all possible assistance to those affected. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that all angles are being investigated and assured that security agencies would reach a conclusion soon. NDTV reported that a previous owner of the car, identified only as Salman, had been detained for questioning. Police have not confirmed the report but said investigations are in full swing. The U.S. Embassy in Delhi issued a security advisory urging American citizens to avoid the Red Fort area and remain vigilant in crowded public places. Historic site and past attacks. The Red Fort, a 17th-century Mughal-era monument and UNESCO World Heritage Site, is among Delhi's most visited landmarks. Every year on August 15, the Prime Minister addresses the nation from its ramparts on Independence Day. While Delhi has remained largely free from major terror attacks in recent years, the city witnessed a spate of deadly blasts in the 1980s and 1990s, targeting markets and transport hubs. The last major incident occurred in 2011, when a briefcase bomb outside the Delhi High Court killed 12 people. The responsibility for security in the national capital lies with the Union Home Ministry, under which the Delhi police operate. Officials said additional paramilitary forces have now been deployed citywide as investigators work to uncover the motive and possible terror links behind Monday's explosion.